Hey everybody, good day. It is Tuesday, September 12, 2017. How are you? Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle, I want to talk about planning. Do you plan your week out, or are you one of those people that flies by the seat of your pants? If you're one of those that flies by the seat of your pants, well, or her pants, let me know how that's working out for you. Seriously, I want to know. I mean, I'm asking. Now, if you've ever wanted to plan out your week, or you are already doing so, then I congratulate you. Congratulations. See, when it comes to planning out the week, I want to share this with you. Yesterday, I took about 5 minutes to work out my week, to plan out my work week. And guess what happened? I knocked out the first half of that list within the first 10 minutes, or I'm sorry, 30 minutes of that list. And it was about 10 items. So it's like, wow, pretty cool. And I'm not saying it is always the case that I can knock out half the to-do of the list that I plan to do. But guess what? When I do it, it feels great. It feels great. Now, the rest of the stuff I can do, well, I do it on certain days or times of the week, and I have no choice but to slow down to get it done. So slowing down gives me an opportunity. It gives me an opportunity to add more items to my list. I know. It sounds terrible to create a plan, then add or change or delete parts of it of that plan throughout the week. But that's the nice thing about slowing down. See, it's better to be able to do things off the cuff. It gives you an opportunity to do things off the cuff. And you hope that, well, you know, you get it all done. And if you have to add stuff, you've got time. Now, you also have to make sure that you don't forget the important stuff, especially if you're not doing it, if you're not creating a plan or have a list of things to do for the week. You have to make sure that you don't forget things, that nothing slips past you. See, especially those things that are urgent and important. Oh, I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. Whatever. And that's fine. But it eventually will become a problem. So be careful. Make sure that things are completed in a timely manner and write it down. Schedule it. Prepare for it. Preparing for it is definitely the surest way of making certain those things get done, that they don't fall to the wayside. So when you have some free time to spend, get things done. Write it down. Just take some free time. But know that you must also include time for that must get done, and time for, relationship building or some networking or a little personal growth and development time. Get that done as well. Folks, just take some time. Write it down. Schedule your week. It'll make things a whole lot easier. You know what else a whole lot easier is? Not forgetting to make today better than yesterday.